Every Wednesday on our program, we bring you Neighbors in Action, a look at an area organization working to make Greater Lansing a better place. Today, we're taking a look at Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Michigan Capital Region, which serves Ingham, Eaton, Clinton, Ionia, and Shiawassee counties. Its mission is to provide children facing adversity with strong and enduring, professionally supported one-to-one relationships that change their lives for the better. Hopefully forever. Joining us is the organization's Director of Development, Jesse Klinger. Hi, Jesse.
Hi.
And Chris Gabler is a senior at East Lansing High School who has had a big brother for 10 years. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Jesse, who is eligible to be a little brother or little sister?
A little brother or little sister. You just have to live in the five counties that we serve, which you had mentioned, and you have to be of at least 5 years old all the way up until high school.
And what about the big?
The big, actually, you just have to be at least a senior in high school and older.
And there's no upper age limit on who can be a big brother or big sister?
Absolutely not, no.
Okay. What is your process for matching up a big brother or big sister with a little?
Well, that is part of what our professional support offers, and we go through a very thorough process. So interviewing each individual, so the big and the little, including the little's family, to get perspective on personalities, on strengths, on what they are looking for. And then we go through a very kind of behind-the-scenes matching process to make sure we're putting the two right individuals together.
Okay. Chris, you've had a big brother for 10 years. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Sounds like a relationship that has stood the test of time.
Yeah.
What's your big brother, Tim, like?
That's such a difficult question for me to answer because you know, there's a lot of aspects about him. You know, you get to learn a person over
10 years pretty well. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he's a great guy and, you know, I love him. He's my brother and, yeah, you know, he's always there for me whenever I need him. And you know, that's something great to have. And, mm-hmm. you know,
what do you guys do? How have you spent most of your time over the last 10 years? Has it been fun activities or does he help you? Does he help you with homework, that kind of thing?
Well, I can give you a memory real quick here. We were on our way to hang out at his parents' house. That's kind of like our staging ground for a lot of the shenanigans that go on.
The shenanigans staging ground. I'll ask you about that in a minute,
right.
Jesse.
And, you know, and I had homework to do, and, you know, I had to finish it before we could do anything.
Any shenanigans started.
Yeah. Okay. And, you know, it's kind of like a lesson. Do your homework and you can have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a senior at East Lansing High School.
Yes.
What do you want to do after you graduate?
I hope to go to college and be a music major.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did Tim have any influence on your decision to go to college, or do you think you would have come to
anyway? Our preference of music is completely different. So, but I learned to love it because, you know, he's the driver. He gets to pick the music, you know. So.
How old is he?
35.
Yeah. You're 17.
18.
You're 18. Okay. Jesse, are the mentors encouraged to focus on particular activities with the kids like homework? Or do you encourage a balance between leisure activities and more responsible?
Yeah, we encourage a balance because we're really about the mentoring relationship. So we're about the friendship and in the different, it progresses as Christian probably knows. It started out, I remember him walking around Spartan Village, just taking little walks and having conversations. And now they're out, he's able to drive, so they're out driving together and, you know, doing more of the relationship aspect, but mm-hmm. definitely balancing that because some of those things, depending on when you're first matched, those things are extremely valuable.
Of course. We're talking with Jesse Klinger, Director of Development at Big Brothers Big Sisters Michigan Capital Region, and Chris Gabler, a senior at East Lansing High School, who has been mentored by a big brother for 10 years. What kind of time commitment do you ask of your bigs?
Well, Christian's relationship, we're very fortunate. We ask for at least a year commitment when they first both get involved. So phenomenal that he was matched when he was about 8 and he's graduating this year. So,
Chris, what qualities would you say are most important if you want to be a big brother or a big sister?
You have to be patient, I would say. And you have to be fun, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you don't have to be fun, but I think it goes a long way because Tim can make doing the dishes sound fun, and I would love to do it.
That is quite a gift.
Yeah. Yeah. It's completely true.
Jesse, Big Brothers Big Sisters identifies as being an evidence-based program. What yes. evidence is there that this approach is effective? I think it stands the test of common sense mm-hmm. that it would be, but go deeper with it.
Right. Well, what we find is when kids are first matched, we go through an evaluation process with them and find that over time, you see academic improvement, significant academic improvement. You see relationships, so relationships with peers and family members, those definitely improve. And then the other thing that we definitely see is the avoidance of some of those risky behaviors, whether it's smoking or drugs or alcohol. So very powerful.
What's the most fun you've ever had with Tim, Chris? What activity?
Oh, man. It's really fun when we do road trips. Sometimes we'll just hop in a car and go, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
where have you been? What's the furthest trip you've ever taken?
Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Yeah, we drove out there to visit his brother, and we were with his family, and it was great. I loved it, and it was on a ranch. We got to ride horses. Yeah.
Outstanding.
It was quite something.
Outstanding. Jesse, if someone thinks they have what it takes to be a volunteer mentor, how can they get involved?
You can reach out to us and call our office, and we can have a conversation. So our number is 372-0160.
And this sounds like one of the most profoundly enriching experiences for the big that I can imagine. And full disclosure here, I've got a relationship that goes back many years with Big Brothers Big Sisters, mm-hmm. kind of as a, I don't know, we had a golf outing for a number of years. You must have seen instances where a big brother, the big was changed as profoundly as the little.
Oh, absolutely. And if we were able to have Tim sitting here with us, I think that's actually absolutely what you would hear. I mean, the power of learning from someone younger. I think those, the aspects and the relationship that you get from that is something that you can't.
Chris, besides the first things first kind of thing that you alluded to earlier, you know, first the famine, then the feast, first the homework, then the fun.
Yeah.
What other specific area? Well, were you exposed to horseback riding before you met Tim, or was this your first time
yeah,
on the horse?
But, you know, it's not that it's necessarily a first with us, but more is just we get to do it together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love the guy,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and it's just something to just share experiences with, if it's a first or the 100,000th time.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
wow, sounds like a match.
Yes,
well done. This is your senior year at East Lansing High School. You alluded to wanting to pursue music. What's your backup choice if the music doesn't happen?
A lot of people that I am associating myself with, like professors of music, tell me, you know, you gotta love music to do music, and I love music.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, my mom has always been that kind of person, and it's gotta be a backup. So, and I love being outdoors, and I think Tim is a factor of that. And I'd love mm-hmm. to go into forestry or environmental science
mm-hmm.
if music doesn't pan out, so
yeah.
to speak. And, you know, Tim,
you've spent a lot of time in the outdoors with him, then?
Oh, yes.
He is an outdoorsy kind of guy.
He really
yeah,
is. Yeah.
Yeah. I tell you, that seems to be lacking more and more. I mean, you hear that all the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. The exposure for some of those things are very, very valuable.
How is Big Brothers Big Sisters funded, Jesse?
We are funded through the community. Actually, that's one of the things that I think is a misconception, because we are an affiliate of the national organization. I think individuals feel that that's where our dollars come from.
Mm-hmm.
But we are actually funded through the local community, so individuals, and then events that we do throughout the year.
Chris, the mission of Big Brothers Big Sisters says that it wants to provide kids with relationships that change their lives for the better forever. Would you say your experience has done that for you?
Oh, yes, 10 times over.
Mm.
Yes.
Would you ever want to be a big brother to
yes,
someone else?
I would.
Yeah, you're already.
We, you know, Tim and I talk about having like a third generation little, you know, that kind of, we're those kind of people, you know, that, you know, he's changed my life, and to think that I can do the same for someone else, it's, you know, lifts the heart.
Yeah. Do you have other siblings?
I have a sister, a younger sister.
Yeah. Okay. You have an event coming up this Saturday, Jesse. Tell us about this Friday. This Friday is our last bowling
event, and that's one of the fundraisers that we have throughout the year that helps contribute to being able to provide more of these mentoring relationships. It's at City Limits East at 6 p.m., and we do have a few lanes still available at the 8 p.m. slot, so people can call the office and let us know that they're interested.
That's not called Bowl for Kids' Sake. The name has not changed after all these years.
No, it has not.
I was involved with the Golf for Kids' Sake event. So we bowled and we golfed for Big Brothers, Brothers, Big Sisters. Are you in healthy financial condition these days?
We're able to support, and on average each year we support about 300 mentoring relationships. The more individuals that we can get involved from a financial support standpoint means the more kids that we're able to serve.
Do you still have a waiting list? I mean, for years I heard there's a waiting list.
Absolutely. I don't think regardless of the finances that we might have coming in, I think there unfortunately will always be a waiting list. But we like to whittle that down
More demand than supply, regrettably.
Yes.
We've been talking with Jesse Klinger, the Director of Development at Big Brothers Big Sisters Michigan Capital Region, along with Chris Gabler, a senior at East Lansing High School who's been mentored by a Big Brother, Tim, for 10 years. Chris, best of luck to you. Good luck with all your endeavors.
Thank you.
And Jesse, great to learn more about Big Brothers.
Thank you so much.